Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still want to do some Saturday stuff, or do you want to look ahead to this Saturday?
There's nothing else to look back for Saturday.
Kirby talked about the Georgia player celebrating after a loss.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
You want to hear him call him one?
Why not?
All right.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Yes. Okay, we got to clip that.
I didn't see it till today, but
that's a drop.
He's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him. Hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. Yeah. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
Fair enough. And that's where Kirby's focus should be. Yeah. But, yeah, just a little lack of self-awareness
there. That's it, man.
It's also never good when – I don't really talk about this guy ever before. You ever talked about this player ever before?
I've never even heard of him.
Yeah. Like, when the first time you get talked about is for that, that's not good, man. Either. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe wait till after the game and meet back up with the guy in the concourse or something like that, and then you can celebrate a little bit there.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not why they lost.
No, it's definitely not.
The game was already over, and it's not going to have any impact on the Tennessee game this weekend.
Does he even play?
Oh, never. Okay. I never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him. But, no, I mean, it's just a bad look. And it's so crazy now because you see so many different things, Andy, because everybody's zoomed in on the field. You've seen players knock out people and everything like that. And so, yeah, you just got to watch yourself and be a little bit more self-aware.
When's the last time Georgia was outside the top 10?
Oh, man. Probably with Fromm or something was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Fromm.
Like pre-COVID.
Yeah, probably somewhere in that area.
Maybe at some point during that COVID year, because they had two losses in that season.
Oh, we did?
Right?
Yeah. I can't remember. But they need to be out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to be out of the top 10. They have not lived up to their billing. But can they get back to it? Maybe not this year, because it just don't seem like it's a quick fix for them. Obviously, you got to play better and everything like that, but you got to get the receivers ain't going to get no better. You know, the quarterback, he's in his head right now.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. Like, can you convince yourself that they can clean it up and fix it between now and obviously Saturday? Because they got to win Saturday. Otherwise, it's probably pointless conversation for postseason stuff. It's not a coaching issue.
No.
I know everybody wants to yell at Bobo and stuff like that, but like
throw your hamstring.
It's a personnel
issue. It's a personnel issue.
It's crazy to say that about Georgia, who's recruited at an elite level for all of Kirby's tenure.
And
all these guys are big recruits.
And supposedly we have those guys that are going to be on the squad next year and next man up, the next group of receivers, all those different things. But those guys are going to be young players. And I know we see young players, especially the receiver position, come in, hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's two freshmen right now.
But I still got to focus on this season. Herbie's not going to bench Carson Beck. He's not. Why would they give Gunnar Stockton a chance or whatever? Because Kirby's seen him. That's why he ain't get no chance.
Yeah.
And also, Carson Beck is his guy.
Do you think that there's any part of that that has anything to do with the NIL commitments? Like, Carson Beck's getting a lot of money.
I believe it has
from a lot of boosters.
I believe.
You put that dude on the bench. Those guys are just throwing their money out the window.
This is what I always say about that kind of stuff. Would you rather win?
I think the answer is definitely yes.
It should be.
Yes.
It should be that. But are you telling me a Gunnar Stockton gives you a better chance than Carson Beck? You know who knows that? The guy who didn't bench Stetson Bennett went before the playoff game. Mm-hmm. He knows this. So why am I not going to doubt that? I think if Kirby If Kirby felt that Gunnar Stott gave them the best chance to win, he would play him.
Right, because that's
he would play him.
That's they have been the answer.
Yeah, he would play him
with every quarterback decision that he's made throughout his entire tenure.
Yep.
Even though, in hindsight, some of those quarterback decisions are questionable. Not for a while now, but going back years, I mean, that was always the knock on Kirby was, does he know how to handle that? I think the answer is yes, because they won a couple national championships. Here's Brent Key, the Georgia Tech head coach, talking about his quarterback.
Yeah, he wasn't going to, but still, we got to do what's best for the kid. We can't put him out there and put him in jeopardy of doing something. So it truly was, you know, it was right up to the, you know, before kickoff. We saw he'd be able to do what we wanted him to do, and he wanted to do, and he thought he was able to go out and execute.
Yeah, game time decision for Haynes King against Miami, and that was, I mean, it legitimately was. Mm-hmm. It was the week before that as well, and that's why it was so hard to analyze that game, because when they have him, they're really good.
Yeah,
like,
man.
They can beat any team in the ACC, and they've proven it, especially on Saturday by beating Miami. It's a shame that he did get hurt and miss those couple games. They lost both of those games and very, very easily could have won those games. But, yeah, I mean, him being out there on Saturday was the difference.
He's a good player, man.
He is,
man. We
really
talked about
player.
Him coming into the season, how good a player he is. And they had a game plan. And Coach Key and those guys in Boston, they designed a game plan that was going to mash out on Miami.
Does Georgia Tech have a better quarterback than Georgia right now?
Yes.
I think they do.
Yep. Yeah. But I think the only reason I say that is because they're different style of quarterback.
Sure.
They're very different style quarterback.
But if you had them, you'd run the offense like that.
Yeah, you run the offense like that. But they're very different style quarterback.
Been a while since you said that, probably.
Yeah. They're different style quarterback. So it's hard for me to say that he's playing. He's playing what he does for his skill set is better than what Carson's doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Carson's turning the ball over.
Yes.
Like, you can have whatever skill set you want. If you got 12 interceptions and 10 touchdowns in SEC play, you're not helping your team win.
Yeah.
Like, you're hurting your football
team.
You are. And that's what he's been doing, unfortunately.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.